I can't get no disinfection. I can't get no disinfection.
Well, that may have been true for the Rolling Stones, but we've invited in a couple of experts. They operate a company called Hospitality BioCleaners that have just recently become ROSI certified. Mr. Tom James and Nick Hara, appreciate you guys coming in this morning. We were talking about the test you did at our office. I'm never going to say our office is the cleanest on the planet, but I think we keep a respectable office. We decided to do your parlor trick on a couple cell phones present in the room, and I was genuinely surprised by the results. We had phone A that lives in a back pocket of a guy that lives on a farm with 9 horses, 15 chickens, 4 kids, a couple goats, I think 3 dogs.
Some cows.
some cows. And that phone is in his back pocket when he's feeding, when he's riding, when he's caring, when he's trimming, when he's, you know, doing. And that phone ended up being cleaner.
Than
phone B, which, which is a very, very urban phone that never goes out in the country. I was surprised.
It was. It's become very interesting for the entire team, and Nick and I were there at your office, and we did this together. And we don't always know everyone that we first meet, and we do the parlor trick on. So there's really no first evaluation or assumption that's made, right? But it is more fun to get two people involved because there's a comparison, right? Because when you get your score, it's science based. Like, okay, is that good or is that bad? Is it on a curve? You know, did I get an A? Did I get a B? That type of thing. So when you get two people and you tell them that it's the higher the score loses, right? And they're like, oh, geez. So the first person that does the score, you can always tell, the first person that provides the phone is a little anxious because they're not sure, right? The score comes out, and then they kind of, it's a sense of relief. They're done, right? Then the second person gets really anxious, like, okay, come on, I need lower, just by one, right? So we did this, and again, not knowing the environments, not knowing the user's daily habits, like you said, but we could immediately tell there were two different types of cases. So as you mentioned, we did phone A. Phone A had a smoother case. Phone A did come in at a more reasonable level, let's say. Phone B came in a little bit higher, but again, we were able to show very quickly, you know, it's not a representation of you, but it's a representation of your environment, and here are a couple of tricks that you can put into place that'll actually help you as you're kind of taking this along with you. Our phones are with us 24/7. They're by our sides all the time, but you know, we were just recently at the home show. We shared that with you.
Yeah.
Great response. Really interesting talking to hundreds and hundreds of people, and we got a chance to do a couple of dozen of these, and you'll get those people who tell you, I am a germaphobe. My phone is going to be cleanest phone you've ever done. We just nod our head. We're not judging.
Yeah.
And then you'll get those other people who are already setting themselves up going, okay, I haven't cleaned it in like weeks, maybe months, never. And go ahead and clean it, but I prefer you don't tell everybody what my score is.
All right, let's keep it secret.
And the way that we've made this kind of fun, hopefully for everybody, again, it's so science-based. We try to make it approachable. So what we do is we'll do it. We share with everybody what the scores should be according to healthcare industry, CDC. And what we do is we take this luminometer and we turn it towards the owner of the phone and the group, right? And what Nick and I do is we try to read faces. And it's a little bit more difficult now with the pandemic and the masks. But now you read facial, you read eyebrow expressions. And typically the phone owner tries to be a little bit more of a poker player. The friends, family around them are the ones that give it up, and the expressions are priceless. One of the people that Nick actually performed the trick on shared and said, oh gosh, you know, I've got a dog, and my dog licks everything, probably phone. And as Jennifer made the comment, you know, dogs, I thought, are supposed to have very clean, you know, mouth areas
people
and stuff
who
like
let
that.
Let their dogs lick their face say that.
They always say that.
I'm like, I don't know.
They should stop.
They should stop. We've heard the same thing as a dog owner of multiple dogs, rescue dogs. I don't let them lick my face. But nonetheless, this person gave us the phone. Nick did it. I kind of gave the overview, if you will. And the score came back, and the guy looked real close to the luminometer, the machine. He turned his head towards the score, looked back at the machine, looked up at Nick, and was speechless. And Nick and I couldn't gauge, is it bad? Is it really bad? Is it really good? Maybe he doesn't know what the score means, right?
Yeah.
Nick and I turned it around, and at that point, again, we're not trying to judge, but we're simply trying to tell people, you may want to rethink your dog licking your phone.
Much less your face.
Yes. Rosie, it's incredible what people, they try and figure out the science for us. You know, it's our machine. We know how to use it. We have people who add decimal points. 25.10? No, that's 2,510.
Yes.
Oh, no decimal points.
So. Oh, man. Well, I want to come back and talk about what this costs, because you're saying you can get my home 99% purified. That's unbelievable. Must be horribly expensive, folks. I think you'll be surprised just how affordable this is. And we'll be talking about that right after bottom of the break, when we'll bring Tom and Nick back in from Hospitality BioCleaners, talking about if you want clean, they've got the package for you.